I've COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition. And Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
I'm not a big talker. I am a big doer. But sometimes the only way to solve the problem is to get on the horn and figure it out. So the only people I like talking to? Grainger. With knowledgeable product experts, ready with the answers to my toughest questions, calling Grainger is the one conversation I don't mind having. From machining and motor parts to valves and vacuum pumps, when it comes to solving my problems, Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Walt Tip Tula Road Rage, you can get in if you want, 654-7627. We're going to get back to that basketball conversation from yesterday at this point. You know, it's interesting because Coughlin did play with McAdoo and Randy Smith and that bunch. He actually made the NBA All-Star team three times. In 70-71, he scored 20.4 and averaged 10.7 rebounds. Of course, the Buffalo Braves were terrible in that year. They were 22-60 under Dolph Shays. But for his career, I mean, not a bad little career for an NAIA player. You know, he averaged 11.5 points and 7 rebounds a game. You know, most of his career he played with Buffalo. He was there from 70-74. He played a year for the Atlanta Hawks in 74-75. But was an NAIA legend, and, you know, was a 6'8", 250-pound guy, and was actually a very high draft pick. In the 1968 NBA draft, he was actually picked third overall. Now, he never played to that level, but he did have some success, certainly. You know, and then near the end of his run in Buffalo is when the Braves got much better because of McAdoo and because of Randy Smith. You know, Randy Smith is probably the fastest guard to ever play in the NBA. From end to end, Randy Smith was probably the fastest guy with the ball from one end of the court to the other that ever played in NBA history. He was really gifted. And Bob McAdoo was Kevin Durant long before Kevin Durant. You know, it's funny, you know, people think like, and I've said this before about McAdoo, but people think that, you know, it's never been done before. And when you look at a Kevin Durant, you think, well, you know, there'd never been a guy quite like this. Oh, yeah, there had. I mean, there was a guy like that back in the 70s, and that was Bob McAdoo. Bob McAdoo was exactly like Kevin Durant, 6'9", 6'10", a better rebounder than Durant, just as good a shooter. McAdoo could really shoot the ball from anywhere, from absolutely anywhere. In fact, for his career, he's over a 50% shooter. And, you know, and you look at his career numbers, and he averaged 22.1 and 9.4 for his career. But a lot of those numbers had to do with the fade at the end, not him in his prime. When he was in his prime with Buffalo, he was an unstoppable scoring machine. I mean, there was nothing anybody could do with him. You know, for example, again, you think that there's never been a Durant. Well, and McAdoo came from North Carolina, by the way. I think he only played a year at North Carolina. But in 1973-74, which was his second year in the league, He averaged 30.6 points per game in his second year. Listen to this. If you think that Durant is an original, in his second year in the league, he averaged 30.6 and 15.1 rebounds. Tell me when Durant did that. His third year, he averaged 34.5. This is the NBA we're talking about, people. He averaged 34.5 and 14.1 rebounds. His fourth year, 31.1 and 12.4 rebounds. And really, for the next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, for the next 6 years after that period, he averaged like 26 a game. So in the prime of his career, for like 10 years, he was a guy who basically averaged, you know, close to 30 points a game. And he had three consecutive years that he averaged over 30 points a game, including a high of 34.5. You know, and meanwhile, you know, this guy was shooting from everywhere, and he was shooting it really well. Like the year he averaged, year two, when he averaged 30.6, he shot 55% from the field. He was shooting over 50% in all those 30-point years. He was absolutely unstoppable. But people have basically forgotten he even played. All right, Ramona, let's get back to this list. You want to get in? Now's actually a good time. 654-7627, 654-7627. Before we do that, let me tell you about George Coleman Ford. And Ramona has some specials for you today, too, don't you, Ramona?
I do have some cars.
George Coleman Ford cars and trucks cost less than Travelers Rest. There are never any dealer fees or service fees at George Coleman Ford. Trust me, they've been doing it the right way for 90 years. 90 years. Yo, go read the reviews on Google and Yelp. People talk about how well they were treated, how special they were treated. They talk about the great prices, the fact there were never any dealer fees or service fees. This is George Coleman Ford. And to give you an idea, Ramona has a list of specials she's going to provide you with.
Yeah, I have a few cars to talk about. First, I want to say that they deliver free within 300 miles so that you can do all your online shopping and never have to come to the dealership if you want to handle it that way.
How about that?
Okay.
How about that? So within 300 miles, George Coleman Ford is going to deliver your vehicle to you.
Yes. Okay, these are some of the cars that they have right now. They have a 2019 Ranger, zero down, $329 a month with no payments for 4 months. They have a 2019 Echo Sport with navigation and sunroof, zero down, $289 a month. They have a 2019 Mustang with leather and navigation, zero down, $428 a month. They have zero interest for 84 months on most 2019 models right now.
Zero interest for 84 months?
Yes.
Is that what you said?
Yes, that's what it says here. That's great, isn't it?
That's insanity.
It is.
I'm not even sure I've ever heard of that.
I was sort of shocked when you said that.
Zero interest for 84 months, and they'll deliver your vehicle within 300 miles?
Yeah.
You better call up George Coleman Ford right now and pick up some of those deals.
Go ahead. They have one down here.
Go ahead.
They have, for $39,999 plus tax and tag, no dealer fees, a 2019 Ford F-150 Lariats. Is that how you say that, Lariats?
Yep, Lariat.
One is white and one is black. It says, see website for details. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit to get this offer.
How about that? Now, does that... do they list the regular MSRP on that, on those two? So they have two of those.
It says one is white. It doesn't say that. One is white and one is black, but it doesn't list the regular price. Sorry.
I'm pretty sure I know what it is, but I can't say what the MSRP is.
It says a 3-liter power stroke turbo diesel, and it says 30 miles per hour highway.
Wow. So get in on that right now. Get in on that. Absolutely. Yeah, those are some incredible deals at George Coleman Ford. All right, back to our the Road Rage top 25 all-time college basketball players. College.
And, are we on number 15,
and
by the way.
I am. And here's the list. And before I get to that, let me mention a couple guys who were sort of others receiving votes, all right? Guys who did not make it, who I well could have put on it. Danny Manning and the Miracles, who led Kansas to a national title. Johnny Newman. Johnny Newman gets penalized in sort of the one-year deal. Johnny Newman, and USCC fans perhaps know this history. Johnny Newman was nicknamed Johnny Reb. He played at Ole Miss for 1 year, 1970 to 71. And in that 1 year, he averaged over 40 points a game. He averaged 40.1. He averaged 6.6. Yep. He averaged 3.2. He went to the pros as a hardship case. And in his first couple years in the ABA, he was averaging like 19 points a game, and he looked like he was going to be that star. But then at some point, everybody just decided he was a selfish player, and they lost interest in him. But he was incredible for a short period of time. Adrian Dantley, Notre Dame. Craig brought Adrian Dantley up. Dantley was tremendous. The problem with Dantley is the most memorable moment in Dantley's career came when he was a part of a team that stopped UCLA, the Walton Gang's 88-game winning streak, and maybe and certainly one of the top five or six basketball games collegially that were ever played. And the problem there is Dantley wasn't the best player on that team. The best player on that team was John Shumate, the 6'9 center, who also had a good NBA career. Not a Dantley-type NBA career. Dantley obviously had an exceptional career. Dantley was the best talent, but he was younger, and Shumate was the best player. But I considered them. Bernard King, when he played at Tennessee, also in the Southeast Conference, part of the Ernie and Bernie show. That was Ernie Grunfeld and Bernard
Ernie
King.
And Bernie?
Ernie and Bernie. You know, Bernard King had about 2 years when he was playing with the New York Knicks in which he was as unstoppable an offensive force this side of Chamberlain that the game has ever seen. I mean, ever. Bernard King had health issues, but when he was healthy in his prime, there were two or three years with the Knicks that he was just utterly unstoppable. I mean, he had a playoff run where he averaged like 45 points a game. No one could stop him. He dominated the Detroit Pistons in a series where he averaged like 45 a game. You know, he was a good athlete. He knew how to use his body. He would shoot this turnaround, and he would shoot it on the way down. You just couldn't defend him, and he was just, when I say unstoppable, I mean utterly unstoppable. There was no hope for those 2 years or so in the prime of his career with the Knicks that anybody could stop him. There have been guys like this throughout history that people may have forgotten about now, and we're talking pro basketball now as well, that were unstoppable offensive forces. Jerry West was an unstoppable offensive force. Earl Monroe, Black Jesus, was an unstoppable offensive force. Pearl had more nicknames probably than any other player. But he came out of Winston-Salem State. He was unbelievable. And before he ever joined Walt Frazier with the Knicks, when he played with the Baltimore organization, there was nobody could stop Earl Monroe. Nobody. He had a spin dribble. He would spin into the lane, and he would shoot this 15-footer in your face, and there was just nothing anybody could do about it. And you could take those guys today, you put them on the court today, and there's just no way, especially under these rules, that anybody would stop any of those cats. They wouldn't. So, this is about, knowing the whole history and evaluating players, and that's where this discussion started with that sort of nonsensical four-letter network bracket that they put up where they had Bill Bradley 14th in a region. All right, Ramona, let's get back to it because we're going to run out of show, and we're just starting, but we have miles to go before we sleep. Number and this list generated all sorts of conversation in the last hour or so yesterday. You want to get back in on it, you're welcome to do so. You want to get back in with people you think I might have missed or make a comment about anybody. Yeah, you know, we'll do that. But before we do that, let's tell them what's going on at Krispy Kreme, Marana. Because if you think that Anderson and Krispy Kreme are shut down, nay. They are doing drive-through and curbside service, both, right?
You can get your Krispy Kreme.
Anderson's. Yeah. How about this? You know, you just go through the drive-through in Anderson Spartanburg Krispy Kreme, or you get the curbside service. And what better way than getting your donuts delivered to your door tonight? That's what we're talking about. So you go by Anderson Spartanburg. Sorry?
I said, hear that, Ted?
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right, Ted. Anderson Spartanburg Krispy Kreme, home of the New York Super Cheesecake Donut, the greatest donut humanity's ever conceived of. Also home of the Oreo Cookie Donut, which I will probably never get to try in my lifetime. And then the Hot Original Glaze, which come fresh off the press 3 times a day. They do donuts. And by the way, they make the donuts where they sell them. Not like some of these other donut places that truck them in, that don't even make them where they sell them. That's not what my friends at Krispy Kreme do. So the Reese family has been doing donuts the right way since the early 60s in Anderson Spartanburg. And for all your fundraising needs, give them a call. What better way to raise money than through Krispy Kreme donuts? Are you kidding me? There's no better way. You just call the Reese family in Anderson Spartanburg. Tell them you heard Walt say that you could raise money through Krispy Kreme donuts, and you want to find out about it. They'll be glad to help you. Go see them today, though. Drive through, stop by, get the curbside service at Anderson Spartanburg Krispy Kreme, and you will thank me later. And by the way, Ramona, they're also being delivered to your house still, right? Yes, you can actually have Krispy Kreme delivered to your home now. Now, I think you have to live within 10 miles. Remember on that deal, Ramona, remember we had the guy right as who said, I live 9.7 miles away. Go see Krispy Kreme today. You'll thank me later. Walter Tula Road Rage, quick break.
Whether you're looking for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or if you just want a great dinner with friends, Carson's is your place. Featuring hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher and fresh-baked yeast rolls, open every day. Happy hour Monday through Saturday, 4 until 8 p.m., with discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the Monterey sandwich, loaded with bacon, jack cheese, grilled chicken, and barbecue sauce. Or a juicy New York strip today at Carson Steak Warehouse and Saloon in Anderson.
Warm weather is ahead. That means look out for those summer thunderstorms we see in the upstate every year. Don't let bad weather and snapping tree branches leave you in the dark. Be prepared with a Generac automatic whole home standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Pro Power Premier dealer, ready to serve you. Give Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free in-home Power Pro assessment. Tell them Mickey from 105.5 sent you.
Krute LED display signs and virtual scoreboards offer peak performance with programmable, full-color, vivid LED screens at an affordable price. With multiple sizes available and carrying a 5-year warranty, Krute LED displays allow you to create your own custom message that is certain to resonate with your audience. Your business, church, or school can afford a multifunctional LED display sign. Let Krute LED show you how. KRUT-LED.com or call 401-8156.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones. Like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
Covering Spartanburg County with 15 hours of local sports programming. AM 1560, The Roar.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. Roy says Cam Newton to the Patriots would be interesting. Why not? I don't think so. I don't think he's accurate enough to run that offense. That's the biggest reason why not. He's just not an accurate passer. And New England's not going to have him run the ball, even if he could run the ball. And given the weapons New England has right now, which Brady had trouble making work, how is Cam Newton going to make him work? New England thinks that Stidham is their future. Whether they're right or wrong, they believe that. They really do. That's why I think New England's done. I mean, I think the addition of Brian Hoyer is another guy who's already run their offense, who knows their offense. I think they're done. I don't think they're going beyond that. And furthermore, they don't have any cap space. So I don't think so. And I just don't see that happening. It just doesn't seem like a fit at all. I don't think there is a fit. I think it's sad, but right now I don't think there is a fit. I'm not sure where or if Cam Newton is going to wind up right now. Again, I go back to the fact they tried to deal him and they couldn't get anything for him. Nothing. They couldn't get a six-pack of Bud. Nothing. Let me tell you about First Class Halt. Halt's an acronym. It stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. No one does it like Halt. That means, look, our staff is trained in specific makes. So in one of our tech services, your Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota, you have someone with the expertise and experience to properly diagnose any issues. We have top-of-the-line tools and diagnostic equipment. We keep up to date. We believe in our work. That's why we offer a 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty. So if you move to California, we still stand behind our services. Who does that? We believe in honest estimates. One of our service advisors will go line by line with any recommended work we suggest, let you know the urgency behind any such repairs. How about this? Tell me where you get this with an oil change. 1, we test drive your vehicle before and after. 2, our master tech will rotate your tires. Not this year's tire guy, their master tech. 3, our master tech will also perform a complete brake inspection. We see others glance at brakes. We think it's important to remove the tires and measure your brakes. 4, we perform a complete 32-point inspection, which includes suspension, steering, fluids, lights, so much more. This is First Class Halt. If you own a Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota, you have a competitive advantage over the rest of us. Don't blow it. Go see them. You'll thank me later. Anderson, Greenville, it's First Class Halt. Go and see them. All right. Before we get back to this, there's one thing I want to mention. You know, this is the insanity of the world we live in. As I said, I'm steering clear of the coronavirus thing. I am trying to give people a place to get away. A place to get away from that. Yeah, to take a break from it, to be able to get away from that kind of stuff. Last night, though, I see this, right? I see this article by this NBC correspondent, a woman whose name was Heidi something or other. And she's writing that two people in Arizona. One died, and the other's in critical condition because they heard the president of the United States discussing the malaria drug on television the other day, and so they ingested the malaria drug, and now they're dead. You know, one's dead, the other is in critical. You know, this is why nobody trusts the media. It's because that whole story is just nonsense. These people ingested fish tank cleaner because they saw, I think it's chloroquine or whatever it's called. I think it's chloroquine. They saw that on the label, but it was chloroquine phosphate. It was not the malaria drug. And look, I have a newsflash for you. Dolts from the beginning of time have eaten things like paste and stuff. I mean, stupid people do stupid things. I'm sorry. It's terrible. But don't eat fish tank cleaner.
So they,
there's your newsflash.
I don't understand. I don't understand that. Why would they... Why would they saw it on there, let's say they saw it on there, why would they not go through a doctor to take something like that? Why would you take it upon yourself to get something out of your house and use it?
Right, that's the point. So, look, I don't care what side you're on. I don't care. This transcends that. This is just abject stupidity. And to portray that as, like, this guy's responsible for that, you know what? Maybe he's responsible for some things. That ain't one of them. That ain't one of them. Because two idiots decide to ingest things that are under their sink that are used for fish tank cleaning. I'm sorry. Look, apparently we need to tell all Americans not to ingest fish tank cleaners. Yes, don't do that. Lysol, also not a cocktail drink. Bleach, no. Don't take that. Oh,
yes.
I forgot. Some have already been taking bleach prophylactically. Yeah, don't do that either. Stay safe. Don't drink chemicals from under your sink. I mean, I'm serious. Look,
I don't understand that. I mean, I know it sounds like I'm laughing, and I'm really not. I'm really surprised that somebody would actually think that was a good idea.
Look, the Darwin Awards have existed forever because of people like this. All right, there have always been people who do ridiculous, stupid things. Again, it's like a week ago. People were saying, what were you supposed to take? Were you supposed to take like a bleach and crack cocktail or whatever it was, and that would kill it? And there were people doing that. I don't even remember what the second thing was. One of them was bleach. I don't remember what the second thing was. But people on social media were doing it. Off of social media, they were doing it. They were ingesting these things. Stop ingesting these things. No one told you to ingest those things. I mean, look, you can't fix stupid. What on earth would make you think that you should ingest fish tank cleaner? I mean, for the love of all that's holy, what would make you think you should ingest fish tank cleaner?
I'm totally, totally stunned that, I mean, I don't even know what to say to that. I don't even really know what to say to that. And now you have to tell people what not to do. Instead of telling people what to do, you have to tell them exactly what not to do. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, again, no one is to blame for that behavior. That's just the bottom line. You know, to say anything else means you're a disingenuous, phony, full of crap. I mean, there's no one to blame for that. No one. You know, the only people who are to blame for that are them. You know, you don't go under your sink looking for stuff to ingest. Maybe I'm wrong. You know, maybe people do it differently. But almost everything that you keep under your sink has to do with cleaning, polishing, cleaning fish tanks. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, anything you use to clean. I mean,
right.
When you use bleach, like I said before, when you use bleach, you have to make sure you're not breathing it in. You got to open all the windows and all that. What would make you think that it's okay
to
drink
it? But we have morons who are drinking it. We have morons who are drinking it. Oh, yeah, give me a 16-ounce glass of bleach and a straw. On the rocks, please. I like my bleach on the rocks. You know, give me a nice, cool glass of bleach and a straw. You know, idiot. I'm sorry. If you're ingesting bleach like all these idiots apparently were, you know, I'm sorry. You're just too stupid. There's nothing that can be done with you. There's no one else who's to blame for that. If you decide that you want to drink bleach, that's on you. That's not on anybody else. If you decide you want to ingest fish tank cleaner, well, then go for it. But that's on you. That's not anybody else's fault. Because you morons hear one word and think that, oh, wait, I remember that word. I saw that word on a fish tank cleaner. Let's go have some. And apparently these people weren't even positive. They weren't ill.
So they didn't even have anything wrong with them.
No.
And they were trying to prevent
apparently not.
It.
Yeah, apparently they weren't even ill. I mean.
Bless their hearts. Oh, my gosh.
Look, there's got to be somewhere in this world, there's got to be a little common sense. A little common sense. You know, here's a newsflash. Eat and drink products that are food. Okay?
That's
or
sad.
Drink.
You know.
Right. I
eat, as everyone knows, I eat frozen dinners. And when it tells you how long to cook it and everything, it always says at the bottom, product will be hot. duh. It's been in the microwave. But you'd be surprised why they put that on there because somebody somewhere said they didn't know it was going to be hot.
Hey, look, these fast food places, they have to deal with those idiots now. The people who go to the drive-thru, who get served hot coffee, who then somehow manage to spill it on themselves and then want to sue them because they spilled hot coffee on them. Right. Look, if you're not qualified to drink hot coffee, don't drink it. I mean, you know, it's coffee. It's supposed to be hot. You know, what do you want them to do?
When you get it.
Right, serve lukewarm coffee to everybody? Look, I want my coffee hot. Once it's in my hand, as long as you didn't spill it on me in the transition, as long as you didn't, like, intentionally dump it on me, once it's in my hand, it's on me. Right? That's just the way it is. That's the way it ought to be. You ought to not be able to sue somebody because the coffee was too hot for you. It shouldn't require a special label. Yeah, Sherlock, it's friggin' hot. You know, it's hot coffee. You see it there on the burner? You see it there? That's a burner. That's what it is. You know, that's what it is. It's a burner. It keeps it hot so that because most humans, when they want their coffee, they want it piping hot. So once I hand you the little cup and you have it securely in your little mittens, then at that point, in your little mitts, it's on you.
Yeah.
So if you spill it all over yourself, sue yourself. You know, sue yourself for your own incompetence that you couldn't hold coffee.
I mean, when you first get it, do you really have to have it that bad that you can't wait till you're stationary?
Right.
Or down the road or something? I mean.
again. This is the idiocy of this society right now, that these kinds of things happen and that they exist and that we want to blame other people. We always want to blame somebody else for our mistakes. You get hot coffee. Everyone wants their coffee hot. Like I said, you know what? Find me the person who wants their coffee lukewarm. All right. I mean, we want we want our coffee hot. All right. So we know that going in. If you order it, it's on you. Period. On you. You shouldn't be able to sue anybody because you got burnt drinking hot coffee. You know, but that's what we do. We're a litigious society, completely over the top, and we always want to blame somebody else for our stupidity. When we do ridiculous things, we want to blame other people for what we do. Somebody ingests fish tank cleaner. Fish tank cleaner. And we want to blame someone else. No. No, I'm sorry. How many other people besides this couple in Arizona heard what the president said and said, you know what? I want to go out and get myself some fish tank cleaner tonight. How many? How many? No, it's just these two. It's just these two. You know, and it's terrible. It's terrible that one of them's dead and the other may die. Terrible. Whose fault is it? Theirs. It's their fault. What on earth would make you think that ingesting fish tank cleaner would be an okay thing to do? I just don't get it. You know, it's just like one of these things that, you know, just makes you want to slam your head against the wall. Paul and Alan. Paul, what's going on?
Hey, Walt, how are you today, sir?
Hey, Paul, good. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, man, appreciate you having me. And I just wanted to tell you, when you talk about the sometimes stupidity of people, my wife and I were out visiting in Yellowstone National Park, and we were walking through this geyser basin. You know, these geysers coming up, and the water's boiling. They got a sign there, and it says, warning, do not put hands in water. So I'm looking at that. I'm going, well, why do you have to have the sign there? So we walk around a bit. We go back to the ranger station. There's a lady ranger in there. And I asked her, I said, ma'am, did you really need to put that sign out there? Because people were putting their hand in the water. And she said, yeah, but we're going to remove the sign. And I said, you're going to remove it? Why? Is it, is this not there? She goes, no. We put the sign up. More people were putting their hand in the water.
Exactly.
I just thought I passed that along.
Oh, my goodness.
I knew exactly where you were going, Paul. You're 100% right. It's like with the alligator. It's like with the alligator ponds in Florida. You know, don't feed the alligators. Stay away from this water. Don't go within. And sure as hell, next thing you say, you know, they're out there wading around in the water. They're walking at the water's edge with their little Welsh corgi. You're 100% right.
I just wanted to add on to your list there.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, that's it exactly. You know, again,
insane.
This is who we are, Ramona. When you tell somebody, you know, it's like a stink thing, all right? Like a stink bomb thing. You know, oh, man, this smells awful. You smell this. And if it smells awful, you would think that idiots 2 and 3 would not want to smell it, right? No, they dive right in. Yeah, let me smell it, too. Oh, yeah, that's the worst thing I've ever smelled in my life. You know? And then the morons down in Florida with the alligator ponds, you see it constantly. You know, Susie Q walking her little Welsh corgi down by the alligator pond is shocked when the alligator comes out of the water and snacks on her Welsh corgi. You know, oh, I'm sorry, did you not see the signs? Did you think it was a good idea that you walked your little pet down by the alligator water? Oh, guess what happened? The alligator ate it.
That's insane to me.
When I was in Gulf Shores, Alabama, there was this luncheon place that overlooked this water, and I missed it that day. I got there too late for all the excitement.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, but some moron in the middle of lunch hour, there's signs everywhere about alligators in this water. He took his Doberman down to the water and was throwing a Frisbee into the water for the Doberman. Guess what happened to the Doberman right in front of the lunch crowd? That's right. He became alligator snap. And you know what? And you should go right to friggin' jail, because if you take your dog into an alligator area and intentionally throw Frisbees so that he goes and gets it, and when he gets eaten, they should put your butt right in jail. But this is who we are. And so some couple decides to ingest fish tank cleaner. It's someone else's fault. Alan, you'll be up as soon as we come back. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme. Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. And remember, raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme donuts. Call Anderson and Spartanburg Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Hey Clemson fans, let's be real for a second. It's time to proactively manage your money. Do you want the potential to help maximize gains and minimize your investment losses? Sounds great, right? Call Brian at IQ Capital Strategy today for a free investment portfolio consultation. Only takes about 30 minutes. There's absolutely no obligation. Brian will review your investment goals and let you know how he can help turn those goals into reality. IQ Capital Strategy. Call today, 848-CAPITAL, and at 735 North Townville Street in Seneca. Securities offered through Fortune Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, Fortune Financial, and IQ Capital are separate entities.
Say goodnight to frozen folded eggs and barely there bacon, America, because Wendy's is now serving up breakfast, and it's going to be America's favorite. They just don't know it yet.
These are a few of my favorite things.
We're talking freshly cracked eggs, oven-cooked bacon. How did I even do mornings before this breakfast goodness? Come into Wendy's to try our new breakfast Baconator, the Frosty Chino, and the Honey Butter Chicken Biscuit. See you in the morning. You up for this?
Favorite things, yeah. Participating Wendy's.
Do you have pain in your hands or feet, numbness, leg cramping, balance problems? If you're experiencing any of these symptoms, stop and call health intervention expert Dr. Jeff Legree, DC at 864-412-8141 to get the help you need in a healthy way. This exclusive proven treatment saw an 87% of pain reduction in patients. No pills, no injections, and no surgeries. Listen up. Dr. Legree will be holding a free neuropathy seminar. Limited spots are available and the seminar will fill up. So call now, 864-412-8141. That's 864-412-8141. Stop the pain. Time to get your life back. Call 864-412-8141 for the free neuropathy seminar. Again, limited spots are available and the seminar will fill up, so call today. You don't want to miss it. 864-412-8141. Time to get your life back. Call now.
You can always get through to us on the Northland Communications Hotline. 864-654-7627. Call the Roar.
Day after day, I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Welcome to the Road Rage. You want to get in, 654-7627, 654-7627, and you can get in. You know, again, look, this is a stupid text. No offense. We weren't talking about any specific incident, so have some idea what you're talking about. This guy writes, Walt, look up the facts before that coffee incident before you make light of it. The restaurant purposely held the coffee at higher temperature, which caused the lady severe burns, which led to infection, almost death. Look. First of all, I wasn't talking about a specific incident, so your text is completely off base. I wasn't talking. This has happened all over the country. It's not one time. It's happened all over the country. It's not a one-time incident. Look, I'm sorry, and I don't care. I don't care. Coffee's supposed to be hot. Don't buy coffee if you're afraid of being burned. Grow up. I mean, it just gets to be ridiculous. I mean, We need caretakers. We're not responsible for anything we do anymore. Text said, I feel bad for laughing on the fish tank ingesters. Then he says, kinda.
See, that's what I was saying.
you know.
I mean, it sounds so ludicrous.
Brian in Fairplay says, "What? You can't serve bleach with a straw. Straws kill turtles."
I don't get that. I don't know.
I mean, it's just unbelievable. You want to get in 654-7627, 654-7627. I don't even know how I got on all that other than, I couldn't help that insanity. I couldn't help but engage in that insanity last night because it was just ridiculous, the things I was hearing in relation to that. You know, again, if you decide to ingest fish tank cleaner, you're on your own. It's no one else's fault. It's your fault. You know what's that saying, Rona? When you're a little kid and your mother said, well, if somebody told you to jump off a bridge, would you do it? It's that kind of thing.
And furthermore,
no one told you to jump off a bridge. You know, no one ever said anything about you electing to ingest fish tank cleaner.
And the thing it is, so in other words, they're watching this press conference and he starts talking about the malaria drug and what it's called. Yes. And what they went through there. I mean, did they say, hey, we have some of that? I mean, who knows all the ingredients for stuff? What did they do? Go through their cabinets to see if they had it? I mean, I would never think that I would own anything that would have anything in it like that.
Well, again, you know, look, here's what I'm 100% confident of, all right? I can't say it. Let's say I'm 99.999999999999% confident because I can't say it with 100% because I've never checked the bottle. But I am virtually certain that the bottle of fish tank cleaner doesn't say useful for cleaning fish tanks, killing bang, or malaria. Pretty sure it doesn't say that.
You got a great point there.
Yeah, I'm virtually positive it doesn't acknowledge that that the product can also be used for malaria should you have sick fish and you are suffering from malaria. I'm positive of that. Let's get back to the basketball list. All right, we started with 25, and I've given you some other names who almost made the list. If you were not here yesterday, here are the names 25 through 16. Artis Gilmore, 25. Daryl Griffith, Dr. Dunkenstein, 24. Jerry Lucas, legendary Ohio State five-man. 22 was Marvin Barnes, Bad News Barnes, averaged about 20 and 20 for his career. 21 was Calvin Murphy, averaged like 33 points playing for Niagara. 20 was Grandmama Larry Johnson, was one of the most physically dominant players that ever played the game of college basketball at 6'6", 250 pounds. Yeah, he became a three-point shooter in the NBA, but collegiately he was dominant. You know, here's another thing, Ramon. Every thought brings me to something else, a tangent, an associated tangent. I've seen all these like Twitter runs recently where people are like just singling out players from the past and turning them into like great players. You know, and one day was Andre Miller Day, in which Twitter had run amok thinking that Andre Miller was a great player. Another was Rudy Gay Day, and showing Rudy Gay highlights, and Rudy Gay was just unbelievable. Rudy Gay sucked, all right? He played at UConn, and he never achieved what he should have at UConn. And in the NBA level, he was just a guy. He scored some points. He'd make an occasional spectacular play, but he was never an impactful player. He just wasn't. I'm sorry. He just wasn't. And Andre Miller was a serviceable lead guard, a quality number two type who played a little better than that at times, but not made it some great player. And then and they also did it with Grandmama. They turned Larry Johnson into an all-time great player. Twitter turned Larry Johnson into an all-time great player. I'm sorry, Larry Johnson was not an all-time great player at the pro level. You know, early on, he was more of a complete player. Later in his career, he went Dan Marley, and he became nothing but a three-point shooter. And it was just sort of embarrassing at that point. But collegiate-wise, from a collegiate standpoint, Larry Johnson was all that in a bag of chips. He was a physical force that nobody could handle. So Larry Johnson makes the list at number 20. Number 19 was the great Bob Lanier of St. Bonaventure. Lanier, 6'11 center with a feathery shooting touch out to three-point range. Was also a great rebounder. Led St. Bonaventure to a Final Four. Got injured and didn't get to play in that Final Four, in that national championship. Otherwise, he may have led St. Bonaventure to a national title. Wilt was number 18. For obvious reasons, led his team to a national championship, was the most outstanding player of the NCAA tournament, despite the fact they lost a really close game, OT, to North Carolina. George Mikan, number 17. Pete Maravich, number 16. And that's where we left off. And if you missed the Maravich explanation yesterday, again, you have to read the history. You have to understand it to know why I have Maravich at this level. Maravich was a sideshow act. He played for his dad, Press. His Press turned him into a monster against the advice of his good friend, John Wooden. And they actually ran little sideshow acts. They were like a traveling circus. And as a player, Pete didn't significantly elevate the level of LSU basketball. I think the most games they ever won was 23. He elevated to extent with his own individual greatness. He certainly was hyper-talented. But his dad turned him into a monster. He took every shot, and everyone else stood around and watched Pete take every shot. And Maravich averaged 44 points, but he shot 43% from the field. All these other great scorers, the Oscar Robertsons, the Austin Carrs, all these other guys, they all shot over 50% from the field. They not only were great scorers, they took good shots. Pete Maravich didn't. And that's the sad part of it, because he could have been great. And the real test of it came when Press Maravich had begged and pleaded with John Wooden to give his team a chance against his mighty UCLA Bruins. And John Wooden finally decided to teach him a lesson. He granted him the game. And in the game, UCLA won by the largest margin of victory in college basketball history to that point. They scored like 130 points. They destroyed Pete Maravich and LSU. And in that game, Pete Maravich turned it over 18 times. 18 times. And so, you know, people look at stats and they just see scoring average and they think, oh, he's unbelievable. And again, he could have been unbelievable. He could have been unbelievable if he had gone to play for UCLA and he learned what playing with teammates and was and all that. But what he really was he would have been the greatest Globetrotter of all time. In any case, that's the Pete Maravich story. So he's number 16. Number 15, Ramona, is Jim McDaniels. And some of you are saying, who? Jim McDaniels. Well, Jim McDaniels was one of the great college players in history. He played for Western Kentucky from 1968 through the 70-71 season. He played 3 years at Western Kentucky. During his career at Western Kentucky, he was 6'11", if I didn't mention that before. He averaged 27.6 points and 13.8 rebounds. His last year, his senior year at Western Kentucky, he averaged 29.3 and 15.1. He's one of the great players in college basketball history. He's so great, in fact, he led Western Kentucky the Final Four. Unfortunately, that was all vacated because he was found to have taken money from an agent illegally. And so they made that disappear. But what they didn't make disappear was what everybody saw with their eyes. And what everybody saw with their eyes was one of the great college basketball players in history, legendary Jim McDaniels, who, again, was NCAA All-Tourney, NCAA All-Region, consensus All-American, 7-foot center. He's actually listed at 7 feet, so he was listed at 7 feet. And as I said, 81 career games, averaged 27.6 and 13.8 rebounds. By the way, you contrast that with a guy like Ralph Sampson, who averaged like 17 points and 10 for his career. Ralph Sampson, 3-time National Player of the Year, you won't find him on this list. I've actually already explained like 2 weeks ago, it not in relation to anything like this. I don't even know how we were talking about. I think we were talking about all-time great ACC players. I don't have much respect for Ralph Sampson. I just don't. I just don't see it. He never led his team to anything. He didn't win an NCAA title. he never got there. He couldn't win a league title. He averaged like 16.5 and 10 or something for his career. He was 7'4". He really dominated nothing. I mean, dude lost to Chaminade. He's 7'4" and he lost to Chaminade. I don't know how he ever won 3-time National Player of the Year. I don't know how he ever won anything. He's not on the list. He doesn't belong with these names. He just doesn't. He wasn't nearly as good a player. This is what I really believe. If I was to compile a list of the most overrated players in basketball history, I think Ralph Sampson is the singular most overrated basketball player who ever lived. Because the propaganda about Ralph Sampson was just endless. I mean, he was worshipped. When he began his pro career, Brent Musburger referred to it as the beginning of the Ralph Sampson era. There never was a Ralph Sampson era. You know, that's the biggest part of it. There was never any Ralph Sampson era anywhere he played. There was no Ralph Sampson era at Virginia. There was no Ralph Sampson era with the Houston Rockets. There was no Ralph Sampson era, period. In my mind, he's the singular most overrated basketball player who ever lived. And, you know, the funny thing is, I don't even really blame him for that. It's not necessarily anything that he did. It's how people viewed him. And he really wasn't responsible for that. Alan, I didn't know you were back on, Alan. I apologize. I'll get to you as soon as we come back. Don't go anywhere. I'll come right to you. Let me tell you about Kiwi Financial. Greg Whale's the guy. Look, more so than ever, you need investment advice right now. Your savings, everything. You need investment advice. You know what to do. You need to know what to do and how to do it. Greg Whale's is the guy. 100% independent advisor. Provides a totally independent perspective on your savings, your investing, your retirement planning. I realize the world's chaotic right now. That's why you need Greg Whale's guidance more than ever. Social Security, 350 different ways a married couple can accept their benefits. How will you navigate that in a troublesome time? The answer is go see my guy, Greg Whale's. We strive towards making a difference in our clients' lives by removing doubt about your financial future. 402 Pendleton Road in Clemson, right next door to Max Drive-In. 864-654-5043. 654-5043. Tell him I sent you. Quick break. I'll be back.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Don't just trust anyone with your vehicle. First Class Halt Techs have over 175 years experience. Factory equipment, 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty, and free shuttle service. Friendly service in two locations, Clemson Boulevard, Anderson, and Roper Mountain Road, Greenville. FirstClassHalt.com.
Have you searched all over for your family's vehicle and can't find it on the lot? With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Proudly serving the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers and home with a lifetime powertrain warranty on all new vehicles. Conveniently located at 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson and only 25 miles from Greenville and online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Hey Tigers, this is Leighton Covich with Lakeside Lodge Clemson. The only thing better than Clemson football is being a part of the Clemson family. And that's what makes Lakeside Lodge Clemson so special. It's a luxury condo hotel built by Clemson alumni for Clemson alumni. It's a place we can gather by the pool, by the fire pit, or the patio for cocktails and dinner while enjoying the awesome views of the lake and Death Valley. It's a place Clemson family can call home. Visit us at LakesideLodgeClemson.com. It belongs here, and so do you. Go Tigers.
When the unexpected happens and you need legal advice on how to move forward, Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. Nick is a former state prosecutor and has been fighting for Tiger fans like you for over 20 years. Maybe you were hurt on the job or in a car accident, charged criminally, or need help with a real estate closing. Visit NickLaveryLaw.com for more information and call 864-654-3680 to schedule your free consultation. 864-654-3680. Go Tigers.
Skechers presents football legend Tony Romo for Skechers slip-ons.
I'm a guy who likes to take it easy. That's why I wear slip-ons from Skechers.
They're a touchdown inconvenience.
Right. There's no laces, so they slip on and slip off. Easy. Plus, they've got Skechers' famous air-cooled memory foam for lasting all-day comfort.
Slip-ons March.